Do you ever wish you could ask your data anything at any time? How are sales this quarter? How is a specific marketing campaign performing? How is the overall health of the business? With Domo's AI and data products platform, you can. Domo lets your team channel AI and data quickly, securely, and innovatively to deliver measurable insights wherever and whenever you need them. Anyone on your team can use Domo to prepare, analyze, visualize, automate, and distribute data amplified by AI. Domo goes beyond productivity. It's designed to transform your processes and drive real growth, powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you make smarter moves faster at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your co-host, Jody Sweeten, along with...
Celia Behar, your other co-host. Look at you talking again with your mouth.
I know, with the mouth and things.
With teeth that show.
Yep. I know some of you had been keeping up to date with me on my social media, and we talked about it last episode. I was having really fun oral surgery in my mouth. And so for like 2 weeks, I had stitches in my mouth. I had to eat soft food and like protein shakes.
I like that you prefaced the oral surgery in your mouth. In case anyone was confused
look, all I've learned these days is that you must be explicitly.
All right.
They could have thought I said oral surgery. They could have thought it was my ear.
They could have thought you were talking about what, you know.
I was going to say oral from the Dodgers.
It's fine. That's all. If you were a Dodgers fan, then you'd know, you know. But well, that's
but that felt like a subtle shade. That felt, if you were a Dodgers fan, you'd know.
You could. Well, I'm just saying, you should go to more games. You went to a game recently.
I did go to a game. It was actually really fun. And I have to say, the ice cream at Dodger Stadium is so good. Oh, my God. I'm usually not an ice cream person. Like, it is not my thing. It's just, I never thought I'd say this. I could have eaten so much of that ice cream.
Did you get it in the cap? Was that what you got?
I did. I got it in the cap, the soft serve, chocolate, vanilla, and the sprinkles. Maybe it was also the fact that I really couldn't eat anything. Yep. And so I was like, this is the best thing ever that's not a keto protein shake.
I discovered we did.
But goddamn, the sprinkles are good.
We went the other night and I discovered that there are homemade artisan ice cream cookie bar things there in Dodgers.
What?
Yes, they're $10 a pop. They're huge. They're so worth it. I'm allergic to milk. I ate one anyway.
Oh, poor Dustin.
It was not good.
Poor Dustin.
Lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky he's still dating me probably because, you know. There are bad things happening in my body.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I am back.
You're back.
I'm yapping away again, much to my family's chagrin. I'm sure. The kids get me on. They were like, "Stop talking." I was like, "I just."
Oh my god! Yeah, you guys.
It was.
I mean,
I'm a terrible
trying
patient.
To hear you talk was painful because it was like I knew it hurt. So it's like, don't do it as much. You know?
Here's the really fun thing. Because I had gum grafting surgery, so they had to put extra tissue onto the bottom of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
My tongue doesn't know what to do now because it's the way it used to sit in there feels
doesn't
really
fit.
Doesn't it's different. The apartment's been rearranged, and it doesn't know where to lie down or sit or it doesn't know how to say an S. Because now listen, do you hear this?
Yeah, you sound like Lulu. You sound like Lulu.
I have a lisp.
Yeah.
So I'm literally having to learn how to sit. See? How to say S.
You really
again.
Do. You sound
like
exactly
Sid the Sloth,
like
fucking
Lulu,
Ice Age.
Lulu Bush. Yep.
Had a lisp when I was little. I used to have to go to speech therapy. So I'm like, maybe
I'm surprised
go back.
That she hasn't. Apparently nobody in her school cares enough. Just like
because it's definitely not because no one's heard her talk.
No,
that's certainly not.
I mean, nobody knows what the hell she's saying, but that's not because of her lisp. It's just because she doesn't make sense.
Well, sometimes.
You're back from that. I'm back. I made it through Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
It was fun. And I met all of Dustin's family, 14 of them, I think, total. Maybe it was 15 total.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a lot. I know. There was a point because they had like a family like meal at his house. And I was like, they're just coming, like walking through to be like, just checking you out, just looking at you. Okay, see ya. And then before we left to go on our little road trip, because we drove through back home from Oklahoma, his brother Doug goes, well, it was really nice meeting you. Usually once we meet Dustin's girlfriends, we never see them again. So maybe I'll see you again. Maybe I won't. I was like, wow, Doug. And then
also,
he just
I gotta
laughing.
Say, like, that takes on a very threatening and ominous tone, given the, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and he's six.
Right.
He's
going on a road trip from Oklahoma most of the time. We never see them again.
Yeah. I'm like, well, at least I'm not driving through the forest because, you know, stay out of the fucking forest.
Yes. Murinos.
Yeah, he was kidding. But Of course, then like for the next like 5 days, I was like, well, who knows if I'll see your family again. It was really nice to meet. He was like, well, you shut up.
Yeah, right. I'm sure you were like, who else has met your family? How many of them? What were their names? What did they look like? What's their social security number? Where do they live now? What's the longest time it's been since you've talked to them?
I totally knew because both his sister and his sister-in-law were like, let's tell you anything you don't know. They also brought out the family photo album, as you know, I screenshot things of Dustin when he was growing up, which were phenomenal. Probably the best one is when he went to prom and wore white gloves with his tails.
He looked like Mr. fucking Peanut.
Okay. I was like... he really likes peanuts, too. He did it twice.
Like, he just needed a monocle and then he could have been.
Yeah. I was like, are you doing magic at your prom? Like, what's happening there?
Did he have a dove in his jacket?
He probably did. It was pretty fucked up.
Is that a dove in your jacket? Or you just happy to see me?
Are you just taking me to prom? Probably the best part of that was he didn't know they showed that to me. And at some point over the last week, I brought it up and he was like, the fuck I did. I didn't wear gloves to my prom. And I was like, guess what I did?
Exhibit A.
He just goes,
you're a liar.
He goes, oh my God, you're so mean. Did you send that to Jody? And I go, yeah, why do you think I took it? And he goes, God, you're so mean.
He's not wrong. I know.
Thank
you, Dustin, and thank you, Celia, for sharing that bit of gold with me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I might have to post it.
What? That's not even a question. Like, right? You have to post it.
He's never on social media and he doesn't listen to the show. Sucks for him.
Right? He's not. We gave him ample warning and he's just not going to know.
I agree. I agree with this.
Well, speaking of ample warning, we are. No, I don't know. We are about to take a break and we will be back with a fabulous guest. Shanae Grimes is here with us this week. So excited to talk to her. So we will be right back.
You're right. Well, here on Never Thought I'd Say This, we never hold back when it comes to the highs and lows of parenting because it's so hard. As parents, our emotional and mental well-being has been neglected like forever. Thankfully, now there's Mama Zen, which is a revolutionary solution for parenting burnout, anxiety, irritability, impatience, and more. Because we know for a fact that happy moms raise happy kids. However, when we're overwhelmed with everyday life, it is so hard to be the best version of ourselves. But I probably don't need to tell you that. I can tell you that I've had my own struggles with anxiety, as I've spoken about. And that anxiety often leads to guilt and impatience and anger and yelling. And before I know it, I'm screaming at my kids and I feel like a terrible mother. And then my confidence goes down the toilet. This will come as no surprise, but I advocate for mental health because it doesn't just make being alive easier. It means that I'm raising happier, more well-adjusted kids. And that's why Jody and I use Mama Zen's Mind Power sessions to decompress and unwind so that we can be the kind of parents that we've always wanted to be. Turning to Mama Zen is one of the best ways to take a sacred pause before losing it. Plus, it helps us actually avoid those overwhelming feelings like rage, anger, impatience, and guilt. And more importantly, it shows our kids constructive ways to deal with these feelings. If you're experiencing impatience, anger, anxiety, and yelling when faced with challenges, then you need to download this app. I did. I've been using it for about a month now. I love it so much. I have felt such a huge difference. And it's so easy.
Downloading and using Mama Zen will teach you how to deal with your kid's difficult behavior with more love and patience. After you download it, Mama Zen will create a personalized program that fits your own motherhood journey. And it's so easy to use. Like I said, you just pop in your headphones, close your eyes, and listen. I like to listen to it right before I fall asleep at night. It has helped so much. And there's even a program in there to help you get more restful sleep because, you know, we know that as mom, our minds are going 24/7. So sometimes it's really hard to fall asleep. And you're probably wondering, how does it work? And will it actually work for me? These are science-based techniques that will change how you react to your children. Most importantly, you don't need to use it daily to get results. Just once or twice a week will absolutely change your life. And it's designed to fit into your schedule. That's why Mama Zen's Mind Power sessions are short. They're just like 2 to 18 minutes long. Come on. We can all find 2 to 18 minutes in our day to take a little time for ourselves. I really, really want you to try Mama Zen and see for yourself how much better you can feel as a mom. Go to your App Store or Google Play and download Mama Zen today. That's M-A-M-A-Z-E-N. Right now, you can use promo code SAYTHIS. That code will unlock your free trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself. Mama, your mental and emotional well-being is the most important thing for you, your kids, and your family. Don't postpone any longer. Get Mama Zen today.
We are back today. We have a wonderful guest. I'm so excited. You probably know her from hit TV shows like Degrassi and 90210, Scream 4, The Fashion Police, Fashion News Live, Pop Sugar Now, or she also has a podcast called Unzipped, which she... which she hosts with 90210 alum Annalyn McCord. And most recently, she has taken on the role of Mama to Bowie and Kingsley. So please welcome Shanae Grimes. Yay!
Hi.
Hi.
By the way,
how are you?
Like, best kid names ever. Ever. Like, so good. I love Bowie and Kingsley. I'm sorry. Could you have, like, better, cooler names? That's awesome.
Yeah, they are...
Thank you.
Love it. Well, how are you and how's motherhood?
It's happening.
Why don't you give us your mom stats? How old are your kids?
My daughter's turning 3 in a week. Mm-hmm. And my son is going to be 6 weeks on Friday. So.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's woo.
Put it on right now, like prime toddlerhood.
Yep.
Wait a second. You had a baby 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was like face down in a pillow of drool and like breast milk, maybe mixed in the drool and my hair. What? You guys, I'm sorry, but she looks like stunningly beautiful. It's not cool.
I think the second one, it's been an easier transition than I anticipated. I think it's because I set myself up mentally for just it being completely devastating.
Sure.
Right, right. Yeah. Like I say, always set the bar very low. Yeah.
It's very, very low. So, you know, we're surviving. I don't know if I go as far as to say thriving, but we're figuring it out.
Well, you know, the title of our show is Never Thought I'd Say This, of course. So we would love to know what your Never Thought I'd Say This moment is so we can make sure and actually do that on our show because we often forget to really stay on topic.
It's true.
Just a couple days ago, and I shouted out for my husband from the bathroom screaming, "I just got peed on in the face."
Yeah, you're like, not in the way that porn stars might like.
Right, yeah, no, not in the, what's yeah, that? No, no.
Wow.
Not really my bag, my style anyways. I just never envisioned that sentence flying out of my mouth, but it happened.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yep. Wait, now, was the baby the culprit or was the, yes. Okay, because you never know.
Wasn't some random in my bathroom.
That would be really weird. Oh my God. Right. Yeah. That's an entirely different podcast. That is my favorite murder, actually. That's
yeah.
That is true.
I have been warned about, you know, little boys and diaper changes and all that kind of stuff. I certainly, it's been almost 6 weeks, like I said, and I have not mastered it yet. I have, he's peed in his eye.
Yeah.
I have no control over what's happening.
Neither does he, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to figure it out, stay on top of it, but I've never had one of those things before.
Right.
So I don't know what they look like when they're like gearing up. Gearing up.
Revs
there's
up.
Right. It's a prepping moment there. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
No.
We both have girls, and so I never had to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I have nephews, and so there were times that, you know, I'd be with my sister and I would be changing one of my nephew's diapers, and she'd always say, grab a cloth, like take the burp rag and like throw it over their junk because you just don't know when a geyser could happen. And that's how right. I, you know, yeah. So I guess there's that. I think.
Well, there's also the smooth, yeah, like the little whoop thingies whoop with the
now.
Diaper. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, the little teepee.
No, there's like the little tent? Yeah, there's little like teepee peepee. Right.
But you can do that. But if
somebody told me about that too.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can do it with a diaper. It's just it's the, you know, the thing, the action. It's like trying to twist up those things you put in your windshield, but with a diaper. You just gotta.
Or the green screen that we have. That
well,
you can't
no,
ever
I
use.
Didn't compare it to that because I can't fold
yeah,
that thing
up. Well, I will. Yeah, I think the PPTP thing is good because you, in case you've got other stuff, you can't just flip the diaper because you got to clean a tushy. That's when you PPTP it so that it
well,
doesn't
it's, that's
go.
That's what I'm saying. It's a down and an over with the new one.
Yeah. What I'm saying.
One fell swoop.
Yeah.
Look, it takes practice. It's only been 6 weeks. Let's give her another year and we'll check back in and she'll be like, dude, you have no idea what my technique is. And she's like, I can do this with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
By the time he's potty training, I'm
so right. Right. Exactly.
I'm on the fence about if men are ever really potty trained. That's my, because, you know, there's the whole like not putting the seat down. Like, I don't know. Men make a mess. Sorry. But they do. Maybe not your boyfriend because he's not perfect, mine. But all right, my boyfriend makes a mess.
My husband grew up in a house of three women.
Yeah, see? Yeah, my boyfriend was raised by a single mom, so there was like no, none of that. No.
Yeah.
Nobody falling in the toilet in the middle of the night or all hell would break loose.
Well, yeah. Well, so now that you have one of each, how is your daughter doing? How is she with the adjustment? And also like, when you yelled that, was she around and was she like, what the heck? Like, has she realized they have different parts and that it's different?
She takes it all in stride. Like, I was concerned because she's been our whole world and we, with the pandemic and everything, like, you know, you're just become a tighter unit than
yep.
ever. Our families have been out of country, so it's really just been us three this whole time. So I was nervous and she just... As soon as he came home from the hospital, I've never seen her just look so elated.
Aww.
She's refers to him as my Kingsley, my Kings. Like, she is the proudest big sister on the planet. Like, zero jealousy, which I've been so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
To be involved. She's like, if I'm breastfeeding, she asks if she can sit next to me while I do and whatever. Like, she's just kind of rolling with it all. I thought, like,
that's amazing.
You know, business difference.
Yeah.
Nothing that caught her, but she's just like, yeah, rolls with it all. Nothing is kind of, it's like she was always here. It's weird, but people say that about the second kid. Like, you'll, you know, never remember a time before they were here. And he kind of just folded right into our family.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad. And I think, too, sometimes there's a difference between, like, older sisters, younger brothers,
yeah.
or older brothers. Like, it's, there's just something about that, like,
there's not competition.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
why.
It really is. I mean, I've just noticed it with my girls. I have nothing to really base it on. But like, I feel like from what I've talked to my friends who have, my girlfriends who have brothers had mm-hmm. a very different relationship with like an older brother than they did an older sister. Like the older brother tormented them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like the older sisters tended to be more like, oh, let me be a caretaker, you know?
Yeah.
Now you were talking about the pandemic. So you had a pandemic pregnancy, obviously. What was that like? I mean,
it kind of shocked me because I felt like I got pregnant late. Like, you know, I just can't believe how long this is all about.
Right. You're like, did we just start this? I'm still somewhere in 2019.
Yep.
It's crazy. It was weird because we moved from LA to Tennessee in October. That was a crazy kind of unexpected change. And then I found out I was pregnant 2 months later. So it was like, oh, whoa, like we're in a brand new place. I didn't have any doctors here. I was like meeting my OBGYN as I did my first ultrasound.
Whoa.
I had my doctor in LA who delivered my daughter since I was 18.
Right.
There was just no sense of kind of familiarity or support that pregnancy. And like they do it differently here. Like I got so many scans in LA. Here I had one at 6 weeks to like verify that I was in fact pregnant, and then the 20-week one, and that was it. Like,
wow.
It was always 2D. I went and paid at a private place that's like a novelty place for a 4D scan.
That was what I had to do. I had it.
Oh.
Yeah, six weeks, 20 weeks. Maybe I think it might depend on
your risk level
yeah. and previous pregnancies.
Yeah, I was high risk with the second, so I had all 40, and it was like every 3 weeks I went in, and yeah.
I mean, I had so many with Bowie, so that freaked me out too, because it was like, I don't know this doctor. I'm sure she's a wonderful doctor, but I don't have that like built-in trust and
right.
whatever, and like I'm not seeing my baby ever.
Right.
Weird thing. And then all of a sudden he's super healthy and wonderful. So,
and that was actually something I hope you don't mind talking about, but I wanted to talk about your first birth was very traumatic. I had a traumatic one with my second. How did becoming a mom kind of help you? I know you've talked about that the birth of Kingsley really kind of helped you let go of the trauma from that first pregnancy, but what was there fear going into it? Was there, you know, I mean, I know that can be a real.
I think, you know, going in to give birth the first time, there were a lot of like variables that I think kind of affected the outcome maybe or not. I don't know, right? More than anything, my understanding of what birth was like was you go into the hospital and then you have go for a while, and then eventually it's like, okay, it's time to push, and then there's the beautiful
yeah
glory.
Right, yeah, right, like we've seen on TV for all our whole lives, we're like, oh, that was relatively quick, I could go get a sandwich.
Yeah. And that's what you hear from people too.
Yeah,
in real life they don't get into this went wrong and that happened and I didn't expect that, and then, you know, that kind of left me scarred or whatever. Like, they don't talk about that stuff because I think there's a lot of pressure with women, and I found this even when I was pregnant. You know, like, pregnancy was not a cakewalk for me. I didn't actually like being pregnant.
I hated it. Yeah.
Like, what was happening with my body, and yet everyone who approaches you is like, wow, you're pregnant, you're creating life, it's a miracle, and you're like, yeah.
You're like, I might puke on you right now.
Yeah.
Like, I felt terrible. And so with birth, it's that much more, like, amplified. I mean, you've just brought in life into the world. It is a miracle. It is so joyful. It's wonderful. All of those things. And then once I started sharing my traumatic birth story with people, I started hearing a lot of traumatic birth experiences from other women.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Everyone's birth is so different.
Right.
9 out of 10 times, it does not go even close to according.
No, that's no. What, like, birth plan. I was like, yeah. I don't know, get it out. Like, that's right. My plan is somehow this baby is coming out.
My first one, I had a plan, and it was a water birth with no meds, which was a bad, bad plan, by the way, and did not last and ended in an emergency C-section. But the second one, I was like, yeah, no plan. My plan is get it out.
Well,
like,
you know, here in the United States, actually on a more serious topic, we actually are the number one in the Western world for maternal mortality in birth. Mm-hmm. And not to mention the absolutely outrageous number of BIPOC women who it affects. Yep. Even greater. The incidence of maternal mortality here in the United States are quite high. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you saying that nobody really talks about them, because I too started talking about my birth story. People were like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, I almost died. Like, real gnarly. And people were like, oh, this happened to me or that happened to me. And I think, you know, again, normalizing the unexpected and the traumatic from birth, I think is helpful in some ways. But I also think that we need to really be looking at these numbers for pregnant mothers and, yep. and maternal mortality, and even infant mortality, which often results as a result of, you know, a complicated birth. And again, how it, you know, disproportionately affects BIPOC women here in the States. But it's pretty crazy. So it, you know, it isn't that uncommon.
No, it's not. And it's something that you should be allowed to feel. And finally, we're starting to acknowledge postpartum depression and anxiety so much more. Mm-hmm. And to normalize that. But I think it's not completely unrelated.
No,
oh, God no.
No.
It's not. It actually isn't unrelated, because especially when you have an emergency C-section, that you have more of a chance of getting postpartum depression from that, because your body didn't have a chance to catch up with releasing the hormones to let you know, like, oh, you had a baby. And then you're like stuck. Because I had really, really bad postpartum depression with my first, and then I had postpartum anxiety with my second. Again, like, these are the things that we have to, I think, as women continue to talk about, along with how hard it is to be a new mom to a newborn. And by the way, God bless your Insta account that we're like pretty much obsessed with.
Right.
Like, you make it so, like, you're so real on it. Thank God. Because I can't see an airbrushed picture of like, oh my God, this is so glorious, like one more right. time before I'm going to lose my shit.
And not to mention the fact that you come up with just like such consistent content yeah. for having a newborn. I'm like, I can't do this shit like on my own. I'm like, oh God, I can't.
We don't have consistent content for this fucking show. Well, like, let alone for.
Right. Well, don't scare our guest.
Sorry.
No, we've got company over.
It's such an important outlet for us because, like I said, our families haven't been here. So it was an amazing way to feel like they could still watch our daughter.
Yeah.
And keep up with what we were doing. And then in turn, we kind of built this community on YouTube that acted as an amazing support system to us. So it's been really fun. And now we get these like awesome home videos for the rest of forever.
Right.
And to see, you know, our kids as they're growing up and our moves across the country and all these important milestones in our life. But yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about like it being related, this second time around, I've been doing so much better mental health wise thus far. And I'm not kidding you. I went into that onto that operating table. I was shaking so hard. I thought I was going to bite my tongue off.
I remember the same. I did that too.
Same. More, and the morphine. Ugh.
And they're like putting blankets
on you. Yep. Right. You're like, nope. Terrified.
Yep. I'm just terrified. And as soon as he came out and cried, and I was able to hold him because I couldn't hold my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was in and out of consciousness and feel my arms. So if my arms were numb, I was terrified to hold her. I couldn't really even process what she looked like because my eyes were rolling back in my head the whole time. To be able to have that presence of mind of I can look at my son's face, I can hold him in my arms. It was like I felt that fear just leave my body. It was the most out of body experience in a way, because I just felt it kind of like flutter away, and I was fine for the duration of the operation, and I've been in such a better mental health headspace ever since then. So I have to imagine that there's a correlation for sure.
I think also shifting into that first time motherhood adjustment is enormous.
Like going from one to two, so many people were like, oh God, you think you're tired now. Oh God, you think you're
what?
Tired.
But you're like, I've done that. But going from zero to one is like,
yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Adding another one in, I was like, actually felt it was almost easier because like I'd be like, go look at, you know, she'd want me to play with her. And I'd be like, go look at the baby. Like, go stare at your sister.
Right.
You know, in a creepy stalkery kind of way. It's fine. It's fine. She's your sister. Just go look at her.
0 to 1 is crazy.
It's crazy.
Never been sleep deprived like that.
No.
I've been told when you can sleep, how long you can sleep for, how long
right.
you can eat for. You know, it's like somebody else, this little person is calling all of the shots all of a sudden.
Right.
That is a huge transition. So this time it's been a lot smoother.
I also found like, it was like the little things when I had Harper, my first one, that I was like, wait, I don't understand. Like, why did nobody prep me for this? And why didn't I ever think about it? Like, I remember the first time I had to go grocery shopping by myself and I had her. And I was like, whoa, oh my God, like I got to bring this and that. And then I car seat and then get a cart and then groceries. And then like, do I put her in the car by herself and she's crying and it's cold and I start the car, but do I start the car? And then I got to unload the groceries. Like I need a drive through of everything for the rest of my life. And there wasn't any like Instacart or any of my like food delivery back when I had, I mean, yeah, my oldest is almost 15 years old. Like, I just didn't, there was like all those
can you
little
imagine,
things.
Right?
No, I mean,
you're pregnant, just be like, I need waffles right now.
I have them. Yeah. Yeah.
Most of you have probably heard us sing the praises of Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. Well, now Pros also makes custom hair supplements. After I had both of my babies, Harper and Lulu, I noticed that my hair started shedding. A lot. It was seriously concerning how much I was losing. Seeing how much hair was clumped at the bottom of the drain after every shower filled me with anxiety, and I'll be honest, at times made me cry. Even as my kids got older, I still saw the effects of my pregnancies on my hair. That's because after pregnancy, your body is still shifting, recalibrating, and doing things that don't feel normal. One of the alarming side effects of all the hormonal changes can be excessive shedding, hair that comes out in clumps, even when you wash or brush it. Thankfully, I found Pros to help stop the shedding cycle and grow back my hair. Pros specializes in custom hair care, and now they also make custom hair supplements that are personally tailored to address your specific cause of shedding. They take into account things like hormonal changes, stress level, diet, and more. And the result? Customized supplements guaranteed to help you grow thicker, longer, softer hair in record time. Made with clean, safe, and natural ingredients, Pros Hair Supplements are just two capsules you take daily. So easy. The first capsule strengthens and rebalances the scalp to reduce shedding, and the second capsule helps to spark fuller, faster growth deep in the follicle. Better yet, Pros Supplements are free from drugs, synthetic fillers, and DHT hormones. All formulas are gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, vegan, and cruelty-free, which is so important to me. In fact, multiple studies show that over 90% of women taking Pros hair supplements saw less shedding, more growth, and improved overall appearance in just 90 days. So, try your own custom hair supplements and you'll get 15% off. Get yours at pros.com/say this. That's Pros, PROSE.com/say this for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off custom hair supplements.
I'm sure I've said this on the show before, but I remember somebody saying to me, my friend Oren said to me, if you can get through the first 2 weeks of having a newborn, you're good. And I had PPD, so the first 2 weeks were unbelievably hard. Then I went on Prozac for a while. Then it got a little better. But I definitely remember being like, I think I just ruined my life. Like, I'm pretty fucking sure I did.
Oh, like, shit.
Tonight that she was born and we were in the hospital room and it was dark out, you know, and she settled in her little bassinet. They put her all swaddled up.
Right. Oh, and they sound like little hamsters. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nurse left the room and she started screaming and I was like, oh, wait. Oh.
Is it me now?
I'm sorry. Forever. Okay. You know, like, what?
Yeah.
It's on us, like, oh, right, we are her
kids. And you're like, nobody checked anything.
Right.
No, there was not,
I did not take a quiz, yeah.
There was not a quiz, there was not a, like, do you know, like, a life skills class. You know, it was like, and here's a child.
Right. And
it's
then you're
terrifying.
Like, you leave the hospital and they give you, like, you know, some extra diapers. I remember stealing all the mesh underwear.
Oh, my God, all the mesh underwear. All of them.
You know, you get, like, the binky that you can put your, like, your finger into.
Oh, yeah, the little, yep.
I'm like, somebody should have given me a fucking tank top or a nursing tank that said, welcome to motherhood. Your life is fucking over.
Right.
Like, that's, you ruined your life. Bye-bye. Like, that's what it is.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's the becoming a parent is the ultimate adjustment. I remember just thinking, like, oh, my gosh, this is something I will love forever that will be a piece of me that I can't turn off. I can't, you know, there's no, like, this is it. I've just had something that I will love forever. There won't be a day that this little person isn't at the center of my life And that terrified me. Like, that was really scary because it was like, oh God. So like, for like all, like this, it's me and you and we're here.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be your mom and you're always going to be my kid. And like, I can't turn that off. Yeah. And that was like the ultimate commitment, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I have issues with that or anything.
No, I know.
you know, I mean, three marriages in, but.
No, you're good. It's yeah, fine. Right. It's no big deal. It is a huge adjustment, and you had to adjust a second time around in a pandemic.
In a new state.
Yeah, what, I mean, how are you liking where you're living?
I like it. I do. I really do. I think I was mentally ready to leave LA. Mm-hmm. I think there was always this FOMO that kept me there, and I had finally made peace with that.
Right.
I was just ready. I was ready to go. I didn't have a need to stay there anymore. And I think the pandemic just, you know, like for everyone, it highlighted a lot of things.
And how much you could do at home, you know? I think about it too. I'm like, everything's a self-tape audition or a Zoom now. Like, you could do this from anywhere, you know? There's, yeah.
You don't need anymore to be there like there used to be.
Right.
And so we just decided that we were going to leave, and it would be easier to stay in the U.S. than try to get to one of our home countries, Canada or the UK or whatever. And we were like, where haven't we lived that we think would be cool? Oh, we had fun in Nashville that one time. Why don't we go there? Okay. And like, that was it. But we really love it. It's nice. It's so nature driven out here.
Right.
In the city and stuff, so it's like a nice kind of upbringing for kids.
Yeah,
here for a little while and kind of see how it all plays.
So you're not quite in Nash Vegas proper, as they refer the locals. Nash Vegas, have you ever heard that? Yeah.
No, we're in Franklin, so we're like half hour away from downtown, which is perfect.
Yeah.
LA, like everything's a half.
Yeah, exactly. If you're lucky, right? It's a half.
She's good. Look at, she's right. All packed up. Nothing in the garage.
No, she's ready to go. And again, can we
house
just like,
is cleared.
Yeah, you're cleared out and still, again, looking fabulous, which you always do. You actually have a background in fashion. Like, you've worked in fashion a lot. And you, I mean, how do you manage to like, honestly look that together all the time? You do like these little makeup tutorials, which I just have been doing the same exact makeup since I was, I don't know, started to wear makeup when I was 13. She looked in my makeup bag the other day. She was like, this is it. Like, this is this it. This is all the makeup I own.
Once I went through all my makeup, I was like, why do I have all this shit? I realized I'm the same thing. I've got like two mascaras and a, you know, lip balm, whatever.
I've actually done that recently because I have like a vanity with all my like fun
stuff
and whatever. But because I have about, you know, 4 seconds to get ready in the morning right now.
Right.
Put like in one little drawer beside my sink where my toothbrush is.
Right, the basics.
Right.
And I've just been doing that every day. I'm like, what do I need that whole vanity of shit for?
Right.
I haven't touched any of it in months. I'm good.
Like, yeah, that's what I find. I'm like, oh, I just don't, if I can go long enough, I'm like, this is probably expired by now anyway. Like, it's been in here a year and a half. If I pull this lipstick out, it's going to, or this lip gloss out, it's going to be clumpy and disgusting anyway. Like, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even put makeup on today, which is why I have these little glasses on, because then you can't see my little mole rat eyes.
Oh, my, shut up. I kind of feel like two mascaras and a lip balm is like your take on two turntables and a microphone. That's like the mom. That could be like the new mom thing. Yeah. Right?
Two mascaras and a lip balm.
Yeah, like that would be, that's all you need, right? That's all? Is that, and also is a pretty good title of our episode, I think. Oh, but only if Jody sings it again. Come on, just one more time. Do it. Do it.
Two mascaras and a lip balm. Okay, there we go. Okay, tribute to the Beastie Boys.
All right, well, yeah.
Shanae's like, why did I come on? I know,
she's
show?
Like, fuck, is this over yet?
She's like, I gotta go. Are these people drunk?
She's like, you know what? I have to go nurse a baby. Right. This has been great.
You gotta go.
You guys keep your two mascaras and a lip balm.
Get out of jail free card. Oh.
Yeah, I used to love that. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I have to leave. Because I also got out of speeding tickets, by the way, when I was nursing. Because there is nothing that makes a cop leave you alone faster. If you're like, when they come to the door, you just put your hands over your tits and you're like, I'm really sorry, but I'm nursing a new baby and I'm leaking. And the second you say nursing anyway, usually stuff happens. I had one woman pull me over once and say, really, honey? And I went, really? And it was, Like it was leaking. And I was like, oh, and she was like, never mind, you can go. Like, that's right, I can. You know what? If you can't, it's so hard to nurse. If you can't use that for that reason.
If you're gonna say feeding, nursing, anything like that, to just any man in general to get out of things, they usually.
Yeah. And they like won't look at you all of a sudden. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, I have to go nurse. They're like, right away, they will like look up. Like it's the weird, like they're like, oh, okay. You're like, I didn't just like whip my boob out in front of you. They're like, no, you.
Why couldn't you? Okay.
Right. And you could, but they like freak out.
I'm pretty sure whoever's standing there when you're talking about going to nurse the baby is probably the one who helped create it. If he hasn't seen your tits by now, I don't know what you're doing.
The first time my father-in-law, like the nurse came in.
You're like, the nurse came in and was like,
you know, we're going to practice nursing. He was like, look up at the ceiling.
Right.
Like he's like, I'm going to go and get some coffee and like walks out like looking up. It's like, I'm still
right, I know.
But you know. And agreed, you should be able to do it anywhere. I'm there.
Yep.
Maybe with a quick little two mascaras and a lip balm.
You're just not going to let that die.
No, not at all. I actually really do. What's your best makeup tip for somebody like me? Or, well, you have like professional people that will sometime help. What's the number one thing I should own?
My number one thing, which is not a makeup item, but it is like a beauty related thing that negates the need for a makeup item.
It's a facelift for me.
I was makeup related.
You did?
Yes. And that's been a game changer. So many people are like, oh my God, your brows are so great. Like,
I was going to say that great, earlier. Yeah. I'm obsessed with your Instagram page and your eyebrows, but it felt really weird and stalkery. So I didn't say it, but I'm glad you brought it up.
It's like a prison tattoo on your face. So
I fine.
Honestly, it was such a game changer.
I got mine done. Yeah.
You can kind of wear nothing and still just walk out of the house looking like you have a face. For some reason, if you don't have your eyebrows filled in, especially because I have super thick hair, like it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, if you have dark, thick hair and then no eyebrows, that's a look.
Well, and I was a child of the 90s, you know, like I was a teen in the 90s. Oh. Yeah. So, you know, that was like I had like a string for eyebrows.
Oh, I was lucky in that my eyebrows kind of always grew where they're supposed to and not anywhere weird, like in between or underneath. But I had mine microbladed. I'm telling when I got my eyebrows microbladed and, excuse me, too much coffee. My eyebrows microbladed and I had lash extensions.
The
mascaras, all I needed was a lip balm. Yeah. But that was
the lash extensions ideal. I loved and gave up during COVID. I did see a really funny meme the other day where it was like some guy, you know, and it just said, ladies, can you stop coming out like this? And it was like some guy that had like reindeer antlers like in front of his eyes, you know? And I was like, yes, I've seen that. They did seem on many girls to like get longer and longer and longer until finally they were like, fans where you're like, okay, calm down a little.
I couldn't do the like I would love to in theory, just because then you really don't need it.
Yeah
It's way too high maintenance for me.
I stopped but same. I was like, oh, I'm too lazy.
All right, so microblading's good to know.
That's microblading, two mascaras and a lip balm, that's right. It
there you go,
you've got a face. Now, we would love to play a quick little game with you. Shall we do Grateful, like grateful AF? Let's do Grateful.
Yeah,
okay.
Grateful.
So this is a game called Grateful AF. 99 inspirational cards for people who fucking need some inspiration. Okay. I like this. It's just quotes of like what, like it says, I don't know. Please help. I fucked up. I forgive you. I love you. I was wrong. The truth is, thank you.
Oh, I thought that last one said fuck you. And I was like, oh, I really like this altogether. I too am grateful for the word fuck you.
I fucked up, also fuck you. Right. I've been in relationships with people like that.
Well, I know. I mean, it's like that almost read like a straight out apology to my boyfriend right there with the end.
Please help.
Fuck you.
I fucked up. I forgive you. I love you. I was wrong. The truth is thank you. Oh God. Right. So that's what it needs at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
No? Well, I liked that.
I like that. Well, now you gotta pull one.
All right, all right.
And we can
we'll put it up to the screen. Oh wait, I know that's not.
You know what the back says? You can read.
It says you. Well, they don't know me very well. It says you can read. Grateful. It says you. This is funny. You lucky little shit. Think about all the generations of people who came before you who couldn't read. The very act of you being able to decipher symbols into meaning is pretty fucking magical. Could I read though? Because I read thank you as fuck you. So I don't know.
You know what though? I'm going to take that. And that is honestly.
I do love reading too.
I know. Yeah. That's a really awesome little card. Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I've never, like, I'm obviously always grateful for education and all that stuff. But like breaking it down really simply like that, like how many thousands of years and people before us, like, couldn't do the small, simple things that we are. And as the three of us as women, too.
Right. Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, Handmaid's Tale, that shit up. Right. We're lucky we're allowed to read.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't think I watched the most recent. I watched like the first episode of the most recent season. I need to go back and watch it. Because for me, it's a commitment. I've got to go in and like. Do it.
All right, I won't give any spoils. All I'm going to tell you is that the end of this last season, you guys, just hold on to your fucking mascaras and lip gloss, because Jesus Christ, it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I watch it with my almost 15-year-old daughter, and we were like holding hands on the couch. Like it was that.
Oh,
it was,
wow. Yeah,
it was a lot. I love that show. All right, you're
okay,
reading
Shanae,
the actual one, or you're going to? Okay.
I picked for you. So. Okay, can you read it, or is it backwards?
It says Christopher Walken.
Okay. Christopher Walken. Let's see. Can you read that,
though? Is that going
to
be hard?
No. Can we just take a second bow down to all the misfits and weirdos out there? Those freaky heroes model radical self-acceptance for the rest of us. Thank you, weirdo gods. And then just move it up a little. Yes. When you hold your favorite misfits in your heart, they do weird shit in there and make your day better. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
Love weirdos that do weird shit.
Oh, I know so many weirdos. I am a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
I have birthed two weirdos, and that's for damn sure.
You're sitting next to a weirdo who is also birthed two weirdos.
Our show's produced by a weirdo.
So fucking weird.
I can't speak for Shanae, but if she's made it on the show up till the end, I'm going to say that she might be one too.
She's sitting in a fucking garage with a truck. She's made it to weirdo.
Okay,
like,
perfect.
She's doing a podcast.
And her shirt actually matches the truck behind her, which was the part that I found really impressive.
She's camouflaged.
The palette is lovely.
She's ready for the fucking zombie apocalypse where she like blends into the truck and then jumps in and drives away.
But
it really could be at this point, except we're being too loud. The zombies would find you. They hear, you know.
Okay, yeah. So I just have to say, I'm going to say two people that I'm really grateful for in the world out there right now. Those heroes modeling radical self-acceptance for the rest of us. And I'm going to say Lil Nas X.
Oh, totally.
And Lizzo are... so, like, just living their best life. Give zero fucks.
Yep.
And I have so much admiration and love for them. And like, I just follow along their Instagrams and I'm like, you're so awesome.
I know she's passed, but I'm gonna put RBG in there as well, because she was always and AOC following in her footsteps of kind of giving zero fucking fucks and just saying what she needs to say to try to make the changes that we need to have happen.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a diehard AOC fan and I love seeing her Met Gala outfit there, loud and proud.
Yeah.
She never shies away from making a statement. And
what are those people like?
Yeah, I don't know. I know. We're very shy on this show, so we don't know.
Yeah, my Instagram is never a topic of heated debate.
Yeah, you're not in Facebook jail right now, so that's good.
30 days. I'm in Facebook jail.
She's in Facebook jail, like, all the time. And
well,
I'm
but it used to be, like, the 3 days. You know, they start off,
30
like,
days.
Bad, and then, like, really bad, and then they're like, you're gone for 30 days.
I have, like, no joke, her and our friend Shannon would get put in Facebook jail all the time, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll repost what you guys did and say the exact same thing. I'll go down with you. I can't get put in Facebook jail to save my life.
She's like, so
I'm like, are you anti-Semitic against putting the Jew in the Facebook jail? Because I'm really fucking trying. But I know I'm not. It's not. Maybe it's just because Zuckerberg's like, she's a Jew. Let her go.
Maybe. You that know? Could be it.
Let my people go.
Let my people go on Facebook and say whatever they want. Anyway, Shanae, I want to thank you so, so much for joining us this week. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're in admiration of your mommydom. You're killing it. You're doing amazing. Why don't you let people know where they can find you so they too can follow along with your fantastic Instagram? and YouTube.
Yeah, I'm at Sinead Grimes Beach, and our podcast Unzipped is at Unzipped Pod, so you can follow along both places. And then on YouTube, it's just Sinead Grimes Beach if you want to keep up with our family on a weekly basis.
You definitely want to do that. You guys should all follow.
Yes, absolutely. And if you, speaking of Instagram and following people, if you'd like to follow us on the show, you can follow at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram and Twitter. You can also email us, neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. You can find me at Jody Sweeten on Twitter and Instagram.
And not Facebook right now.
But but yes, you can find me and on TikTok at Jody Sweeten, because right. I feel like I just drop something in there like once a week.
Do you? Yeah. I don't know.
I've got like five whole TikToks.
Wow, that's more than I have, and I've had TikTok longer.
It's beyond
me as well. I think I have like 3 videos, and I don't know. My daughter did them. It's bad. We have a TikTok. Never thought I'd say this is also on TikTok.
Yep.
You can find us there as well. You can find me at The Celia Behar on Instagram and Twitter. I don't really know how to use TikTok, but I'm on there as well.
Anyway, thank you so much, Sinead, for joining us. And thank you guys for tuning in for another week. And remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.